Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Dinei Nefashot be'esrim u'shlosha. Any type of case where somebody would be put to death if found guilty, you need a judge team, a court of 23 judges. Haroveya v'hanirba be'esrim u'shlosha. If an animal is active with a woman in an inappropriate way, or a man is active with an animal in an inappropriate way, both the animal and the man or the woman are judged by a court of 23. Shene'emar v'harakta ta'isha v'eta behema. Like the pasuk tells us that if a woman is with an animal inappropriately, you kill the woman and you also kill the animal. We're connecting the woman with the animal in this pasuk. Just like the person, the woman over here, it would be a capital punishment. She's put to death and she needs a bet din of 23. The animal also is put to death only by the ruling of a bet din of 23. Ve'omed, likewise, it says, ve'eta behema taharogu. If a man is with an animal inappropriately, you kill the animal as well. By mentioning the animal together with the man, we learn that the man needs a bet din of 23, and the animal does as well in order to put them both to death. Shor haniskal be'esrim u'shlosha, an ox that's stoned because the ox gored a person and killed him, is also put to death only by a court of 23 judges. Shine'emar, hashori sakil vegam be'alav yumat. Like the pasuk says, if an ox gores a man or a woman and then that man or woman dies, the ox is stoned and also its owners are put to death. By mentioning them together, kemitata be'alim kach midat hashor. Just like the death of the owner would need a 23 judge bet din, likewise, the death of an ox would require a court of 23 people. Halacha is we actually don't put the owner to death in this situation, but we interpret the pasuk differently. We say that just like the person would have been put to death only by a bet din of 23, likewise, the animal here is treated as if he's a human being in this case and only put to death by the bet din of 23 people. Even though we only mention an ox that kills a person, that he's put to death, the same is any other animal that kills a person. We'll have a three-way machloket here about certain very dangerous animals if they need a bet din of 23 to kill the animal if they killed a human being. Hazeev, veha'ari, hadov, vehanamed, v'habardelas, v'hanahash, a wolf, a lion, a bear, a leopard, a hyena, or a snake, if they kill a person, mitatan be'esrim u'shlosha, we put them to death, these animals, only based on the ruling of a court of 23, just like the death sentence of the ox. Rabbi Eliezer omer, kol ha'kodem lehorgan zacha, says Rabbi Eliezer, whoever is first to kill these animals has done a mitzvah, has done a good deed. He prevents that animal from killing again. So says Rabbi Eliezer, all of these animals do not need to be brought to a bet din for judgment and to be killed, but they could be killed automatically when somebody sees them and they would be doing a big mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva omer, mitatan be'esrim u'shlosha, says Rabbi Akiva, similar to Tanakama, that the death sentence of these animals can only happen if there's a 23 judge bet din saying that the animals have to die. But everything but the snake, when it comes to the snake, which is very difficult to deal with, very difficult to catch, and very difficult to tame, he would agree with Rabbi Eliezer and says, anybody who gets to that snake first should kill him. They shouldn't take any risk because it could kill other people, so kill that snake right away. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah He. In this Mishnah, we're going to talk about the great Sanhedrin that was composed of 71 Dayanim judges. Mishnah says, En danin lo tashevet, we don't judge a tribe that's accused of being of de avodah zarah, of idol worship. Melo et nevi hasheker, also a false prophet, somebody who claims to be receiving prophecy from Hashem, but he's lying, he never received any prophecy. Velo et kohen gadol, nor do we judge a kohen gadol who was accused of doing something that he's hayav mitafor, that he is supposed to be put to death for. All of these three cases, ela al pi bet din shel shivim ve'had, except by a bet din, a court of 71 people by the great Sanhedrin. In all of these cases, they're hayav mitah. So, like we said in the previous Mishnah, really technically it should be a bet din of 23 dealing with them. But we say that these are the three exceptions to the rule because of the way the Pisukim learn it out, that a bet din of 23 would not be enough. Rather, you need a bet din of 71 to deal with an entire tribe that was worshipping Avodah Zarah, to deal with a Nevi Sheker, a false prophet, or a Kohen Gadol who did something that he should be put to death for. Ve'en motzi'in lemilchemet hareshut, ela al pi bet din shel shiv'im ve'ehad. We do not go out to fight a non-obligatory war unless we have the bet din of 71, the great Sanhedrin, telling us to. There are three types of obligatory wars that you have to go to when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Number one, capturing Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yehoshua and destroying the seven nations that lived there was obligatory. Number two is to fight Amalek. Timhe et zecher Amalek. Erase the name of Amalek. That's an obligation. And then third is anytime the Jewish people are attacked, there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation to fight back. Any other war is considered to be a milchemet reshut, a non-obligatory war, and you need the bet din of 71, the Sanhedrin, telling you can go fight that war. En mosifin al ha'ir, you're not allowed to increase the size of Yerushalayim, ve'al ha'azarot, or the size of the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash, ela al pi bet din shel shivim ve'ehad, unless you have the approval of the bet din of 71 of the great Sanhedrin. The city of Yerushalayim and the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash, which is holier than Yerushalayim, can only be expanded by the approval of the great Sanhedrin, which has the ability to make something holy. It can give added areas the sanctity that they need. En osin Sanhedriot l'shvatim, ela al pi bet din shel shivim ve'ehad. We do not appoint smaller courts of 23 judges for different tribes of Bnei Israel, except according to the approval of the great Sanhedrin. The Torah tells us that every town and every tribe of the Jewish people needs a court, but the Sanhedrin is the one who's obligated to create those courts in all of those different places. En osin ir hanidahat ela al pi bedin shel shivim ve'ehad. We do not make a ir hanidahat. Ir hanidahat is a town that has to be destroyed because most of the people there worshipped Avodah Zarah. So we don't declare something to be an ir hanidahat except according to the rule of the bet din of the Sanhedrin of 71. The people who actually committed Avodah Zarah are killed by a sword, and the rest of the town is destroyed, and you can never go inhabit that land anymore. It's finished. Now that we mentioned the Ir HaNidahat, we'll talk about two other laws about that town. Ve'en osin Ir HaNidahat ba'sefar. We don't make a Ir HaNidahat if it's on the border of Eretz Yisrael in another country, because if we destroy that town on the border, it's going to make us not have that buffer that we need to prevent enemy attacks. If most of the people are in that side of that border, in that town, were worshippers of Avodah Zarah, we don't destroy the whole town, we just give those people the death penalty for committing Avodah Zarah. Velo Shalosh, we also don't designate three towns that are very close to each other as the Ir HaNidahat, because if we destroy so many towns in a row, then it looks very bad for Eretz Israel, that parts of Israel are without people and they're desolate and there's no one taking care of them. Avalosin ahat oshtayim, but we're allowed to make one or two towns in Ir HaNidahat, even if they're very close to each other.